when we're suffering in a hospital bed for whatever the cause or reason, we could take comfort in the fact that at the very least our condition is known and all possible actions are being taken. For victims of domestic violence, they don't experience that feeling. Domestic abuse victims are the textbook examples of what suffering in silence is. Nevertheless, that abuse victim has options and steps that they can take or be guided to escape from abuse and reclaim their life, as we recognize October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. My next guest joins us to share the details of the many services for abuse victims in Northwest New Jersey. The organization offers here from Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services is their Associate Director, Gwen Federico. Good morning, Gwen.
Good morning, Chris.
And the website for DASI is dasi.org. And certainly if you're listening elsewhere outside Northwest New Jersey, each county has at least one, in some cases several, organizations where you or you can guide someone to who is trapped in the darkness of domestic violence. And is that really the truth of domestic violence, Gwen? That's, I always compared it to a kidnapping. The difference is that people on the outside looking in, they don't know they're looking at a kidnapping victim because of the mask that the abuser places over the victim.
Absolutely. And the victim themselves are masking. There seems to be a misconception about what domestic violence is and who are the victims are. And a lot of victims fear judgment, shame, and so on and so forth. So it is quite the secret, and I don't know that the community as a whole is aware of how pervasive it really is.
And the ignorance, and I don't say that in a poisonous way, the ignorance of the situation usually compels the observer by saying, well, if things are so bad, why is she staying?
Right. Why doesn't she just leave? And I think what people don't realize is that it's not that easy. There are so many barriers, cultural barriers, economic barriers, barriers based on one's face. Our housing situation, actually, in Sussex County, rentals, affordable living jobs are not available for folks. A cost of living is so high. There's just so many reasons. And then there's the children. Is it safer for my children to be with me all the time or for them to be sent off and have visitation with their father? That's a big one for moms. Not feeling that they're not there for their children when the children go off with the dad. So they feel staying, they can offer more protection for their children sometimes. And every situation is different.
Talking with Gwen Federico from Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services, DASI.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues Nowadays. They have an event coming up on Friday, October 23rd, 6 p.m., catered by the Brownstone at 137 Buckwheat Road in Franklin, a beefsteak dinner, night of comedy. You can find out more information and get your tickets. That will help support the work and the services of DASI at dasi.org. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. As far as services, I mean, there's obviously the helplines and the reaching out avenues that people, that victims can take, victims of domestic violence. What are some of these services once you bring them into a safe spot that DASI can provide for victims?
Okay. We assist with the physical, emotional, and psychological injuries. We help with safety planning, housing, financial emergencies. We offer counseling, support group, education, advocacy, legal advocacy, court advocacy, accompaniments. Our safe house offers children's services. We offer transitional housing apartments, food and clothing. All this is available to help individuals and families heal and to rebuild their lives. Whatever it is we can do, we do. We often think outside the box. I'd like to mention our Decide program. This is a program for men who decide they want to learn to live without the use of violence or abuse in their lives. And this often, when men decide to participate in this program, it also offers hope to the family.
And it also removes the risk of an abuser moving on to another victim or a target.
We hope so. We hope so. We hope they come away with something valuable to apply to their lives and to their relationships. Absolutely.
Some national stats, too. More than 1 in 3 women have experienced rape, physical violence, and or stalking. by an intimate partner, that's the terminology, in their lifetime. 7 million are raped and or physically assaulted by current or former intimate partners each year. 1 in 5 women and 1 in 77 men have experienced rape in their lifetime. And on the average, nationwide, an average of 3 women are killed by either a current or a former intimate partner each and every day. So by the end of this day, there'll be 3 less lives because of domestic violence. And, you know, when people look and suspect that something is wrong with that family member or that coworker or that friend, but then they say, well, I might be wrong and I don't want to intrude. Is that the wrong path to take?
It is. I would say to not intrude is the wrong path to take. And it doesn't have to be an intrusion. It could be done gently with empathy and with support. And I want folks to know out there that care about a loved one and that may suspect that they are experiencing interpersonal violence. It is a process for a person to realize that this relationship isn't what they thought it was. So be patient, be caring, be there for them, and it is a process, and it may take some time.
We're having more time with Gwen Federico from Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services in Northwest New Jersey. It's DASI.org. That's their website, and also where you can do some shopping to support their cause and find out more about their Friday, October 23rd Beefsteak Dinner and Night of Comedy to Benefit Daisy, catered by the Brownstone. That's at 137 Buckwheat Road in Franklin, New Jersey. More information at DASI.org. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. Is it important, Gwen, for people to realize, and even the victims to realize, too, that domestic abuse is not always physical. It could be verbal and emotional as well.
Absolutely. And this is where we see men sometimes experiencing more of the emotional abuse and the psychological abuse. But absolutely. And the sexual abuse is a piece of it, too. And we often hear, too, that survivors say, you know, the physical abuse I can heal from. It's this emotional and psychological abuse that just hangs in there, and that's harder to deal with. So absolutely, there is, you know, a power and control wheel that we use as a tool, and there's so many different types of abuses. There's financial abuse. There is, just as you mentioned, psychological and emotional abuse. So it runs the gamut. It runs the gamut.
But there is great news. If you look back over the past decade, things have gotten immensely better for victims of domestic violence, where the old outlet used to just be a meaningless order of protection, which was typically ignored by an abuser. But now with organizations like DAISY and legislation like in the Assembly, it's A4218, which would further limit possession of guns by convicted perpetrators of domestic violence. It's been passed by both the State Assembly and the Senate, but has been now waiting since June for the governor to sign. Obviously, he's off doing other things. Hopefully, when he comes home, when the inevitable strikes him, as far as his hope for being president is concerned, that he will sign that bill into law and add further protection for victims of domestic violence. And once again, DAISY's next fundraiser coming up on Friday, October 23rd, Beefsteak Dinner and Night of Comedy, catered by the Brownstone. That's at 137 Buckwheat Road in Franklin, New Jersey. You can find out more information about that, do some shopping to support DAISY, and find out more about the programs. Most importantly, if you are or you know someone who is a victim of domestic violence, DAISY is one of the first steps to take, which might visually look like it, emotionally look like a step across a canyon for you. But once you take that first step, it'll be followed by steps much more rapid pace, and it will lead you to once again having a life that you can proudly and happily call your own. DASI.org is the website for domestic abuse and sexual assault intervention services. If you're listening elsewhere outside of Northwest New Jersey, Google your town, your city, your county, and domestic violence. That will lead you to the organization that's closest to you that provide you with the assistance, the strength, and the guidance that you need. And from Domestic Abuse and Sexual Assault Intervention Services, we've been joined this morning by their Associate Director, Gwen Federico. And Gwen, thanks so much for being here this morning.
Thank you so much, Chris. And thank you to the community that continues to support us here in Sussex County. And a shout out to all you survivors stick with it, and there is help and there is hope.